I'm Officer Andre Wright. I'm 30 years old. I work for Pittsburgh Police in the Zone 3, and that's the South Side section of Pittsburgh. Well, I'm important to the city of Pittsburgh because I'm actually from the neighborhood of Homewood, so I'm a city kid. So I grew up here. I have a vested interest, so that means I care about everything and everyone that comes in contact with the city, and I truly, truly, truly want to make the city a better place. I was 23 when I wanted to become a police officer. Well, I was supposed to go to the NFL, and I played football for the University of Pittsburgh, and I ended up getting hurt. And I tore my knee up, tore my ACL, and I ended up going on an internship because you have to have an internship to graduate college. I did the internship with the University of Pittsburgh Police, and we were out one day. I was riding, doing a ride-along, and a guy snatched a lady's purse. And we ended up seeing the guy, and I ran, and I tackled him. I wasn't supposed to, but I tackled him, and then I felt good about it. So I figured, this is what I can do with my life. Well, you have to have 60 college credits for the city of Pittsburgh. So you have to then apply, and you have to do a running, jumping test, a reading test, a physical agility test. You also have to take a psychological test to see if, you know, you have some things going on in your brain. And then you apply. And then you're qualified, and you also have to go to police academy where they test you on things, and then they send you to the shooting range. They send you to the morgue so you can see dead bodies. So you're not shocked when you get out in the street, and then you go in the street. We work a lot of hours, and we see a lot of stuff. So you have to be able to forget the stuff. You go home to your family. They're not the ones that were causing drama and showing you these things. So you got to be able to shake it off when you get home. But other than that, we're just regular guys. Inside this uniform is just a person just like you. You know, we play games. We watch movies. We sit on the couch. We go outside and play. We're just regular guys. So what case have I solved recently? I had a call. It was a mother. Her house was burglarized. So a guy went in and stole stuff out of her house. She called the police. I got there, you know, I was taking a report, I was getting information on the stuff that was stolen, and she had an idea who it was. She gave me a different address. I went there to check the address. She ends up calling back and said, the guy's back. So I go back to the house. He's in the house. I come in the house. He runs out the side door. I run out the front door. He's running down the street. He cuts into the woods. I cut into the woods. He falls down. I thought he broke his leg, but he didn't. So he's laying there faking like he's hurt. So I feel bad. So I'm trying to talk to him like, don't move. I got the ambulance, you know, and I have backup coming. And he faked me out. He got up and took off running again. So I continue chasing him, and he was hiding, laying down in the woods. So backup comes. We go back up the hill into the woods, and then I see him again. I run. I tackle him, and then he went to jail. Sometimes you do drugs, and then you steal stuff to buy your drugs. Sometimes if you keep messing up, it's hard to come back from that. So you just give up on hope and wanting to do the right thing. Well, I think people are trying to get money because that's how society has raised us. You know, when you're seeing all the nice things on TV, like nice cars and big mansions, everything costs money. So everybody thinks money is the answer to everything. My hopes for this area in the future is to have no crime. Make it safe for kids to play in the street. That's all I want, for everybody to be able to be comfortable, have a good life, and not worried about bad stuff happening. So all you guys, you need to listen to your parents, go to school, and be great men. That's all you need to do. And when something happens, if you get that little tingly feeling in your stomach, go home. It's okay to walk away. Be kind to your friends. If you see something going wrong, tell an adult, tell your mom, tell your dad, and you call 911.